us from Algerian Youth Voices.
Hello and welcome. My name is Sarah and I'm joined today by Nabil and Shoqi.
Hi Sarah. Welcome everyone.
Hello, how are you guys? Do you feel excited for today's podcast?
Oh, yes. Yes, Shoqi, we are.
Yeah, of course we are, because today's topic is very important and needs to be discussed.
I agree too.
Because we're going to talk about the English language in Algeria and we're going to ask some people on the field, such as English students, teachers, supervisors, and maybe the director of Billit.
That sounds exciting, Sarah.
Yeah, Shoqi, it does sound very exciting. But before we start, we have a quiz for our listeners. And you can also participate, guys. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You know, guys, that English is the world's most spoken language with 1.5 billion speakers. So the question of the quiz is, how many people can speak native English? Is it A, 275 million, B, 375 million, or C, 475 million?
I have no idea, but I know that English is a very popular language. So I'm going to go with C, 475 million.
What about you, Nabil?
Well, I'm going to go with B, 375 million.
Okay, we will know the correct answer at the end of this program. But now we're going to send our reporter Nabil to ask the right questions to the right people. Let's find out more.
Thank you, Sarah. So I went to ask some Berlin students what motivates them to learn English. Here's what Amin said.
There are so many reasons that made me decide to learn English. One of these reasons that I am a person who loves to travel. To understand people that you are going to go to their countries, you need to know the language. And the universal language in our time is English. So you must know English to realize your dream.
Now here's what Matthew said.
My story with English started when I was a little kid. I was watching an American movie. It was Home Alone. At night, and then the first thing in the morning, I was like repeating the word daddy, and I didn't even know what it means. And then years later, I found myself like head over heels for the American accent. That's why I want to study English.
Then I asked them what are the obstacles they face on their way to learn English. Let's hear what they said.
There are a lot of private school of English in Algeria, but they are so expensive, so not everyone can afford them. This is another obstacle, is that school are not available in all the areas in Algeria, so sometimes you have to travel a lot of kilometers just to learn English. Especially in Algeria, not everyone can afford the transportation fees because it is expensive.
My next question was to Selma, our instructor and our radio producer. So Selma, if someone wants to become a confident speaker of English, what are the two main aspects of English that you need?
If you want to become a confident speaker, you need to speak. You don't have to be afraid of speaking English, okay? Speak with confidence. Listen to music, watch movies, try to get the accent. Whenever you, like, whether you do mistakes or not, no matter, you need to speak. Just don't be shy of speaking.
Basically, what you need is good variety of vocabulary and grammar. The more words you know, the more you can say. And the more grammar you know, the better you can say it.
Exactly. But most people think that the most boring part of learning a new language is its grammar. And so, I interviewed Hassan, the teacher's supervisor, and see if there is a better way for someone to learn a new language.
One of the principles that we teach is grammar as a means of communication. You know, we accept that the most difficult thing perhaps in the English language is grammar. And what tends to happen is, you know, when you become too hung up about grammar, you know, it becomes really, really confusing. You know, the best way to learn how to use grammar is not by learning rules, but by learning how to actually say it and use it. Well, I'll tell you about the Billit's method. It's different, it's unique, and you know, it really, really works. When it's done well, it's very, very effective, and it has effective... I would say expose yourself as much as possible to the English language. Embrace yourself, you know, immerse yourself. You know, listen to either BBC News or CNN. Do have English friends. You know, speak to them as much as you can in English.
That's interesting. Actually, one of the best methods of learning English is the Billit's method.
That's true, Shoqi. Maybe Nabil should have asked about it.
Actually, I did. I spoke with the Billit's director, Mr. Tahan Yahir, and I tried to sneak some information out of him. And here is what he said.
The way we see English nowadays in Algeria is that it's a very important step forward for the Algerian people, the Algerian youth, and the Algerian economy. Berlitz is an international language school that we do a lot of languages, but mainly in Algeria. 85% of our language that we do is English due to the huge demand. The youth nowadays have understood that having the English language is a survival skill. The ML project, it's a project developed to the US Embassy and Berlitz here in Algiers. It's a free English lessons courses for anyone who would like to learn the language. Berlitz is, to be honest with you, it's nothing magic. It's a natural way of learning a language. So it's a communicative way to learn a language. We do a lot of talking. The students that are here and the students that will be here in the future, that this is not the end of the road and they have to pursue it in their dream and then to move forward and to give back to the community in order to make their country, their community, and the people around them a better people.
In another way, and away from the private school, our youth Algerian, I cannot talk English in public, but I've heard there's an initiative called English Coffee, where people practice their English, and Shoki have been there. Shoki, can you tell us more?
Yes, Sarah, I've been there twice, and the experience was overwhelming. Language Coffee is one of the rare opportunities where youth can speak their favorite language. Here is Abdelmajid Hay, manager of Language Coffee Media, speaking about it.
Language Cafe is a free space for all generations to improve themselves in different kind of languages. Each table represents a language. Here we have Arabic, Amazigh, French, American English and British English. The purpose of Language Cafe is developing skills on languages so as to give the chance for different kind of generations to learn a new language or to develop their skills in the language that they prefer to develop in.
Oh, Nabil, we should try that sometime.
I actually did try it once, so you're the only one left behind.
Well, guys, we had a lot of fun doing this broadcast together, and we have learned a lot. Anyway, Sarah, isn't time to reveal the answer for today's question?
Oh, yes, Shoki. Thank you for reminding me. I was a little absent-minded. And our time is almost up indeed.
So the question was, how many people speak native English?
And you, Shoki, suggested C, 475 million, but Nabil opted for B, 375 million. Beat the drums, guys! The answer is B, 375 million.
I knew I was right. I'm never wrong.
Wow, that's unexpected.
Oh, that was unexpected, but that was right.
Well, that's all for today's broadcast. You can listen to more broadcasts on our website, AlgerianYouthVoices.com, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit like to our Facebook page. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.
I had a super time reporting this for you guys. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more.
That was Algerian Youth Voices.